Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap. It's just me and my, my DJ-ness and letting my sense, my natural, thank heavens, inherently God-given natural sense of humor just run wild. Thanks to Eagle FM and, thanks to Eagle FM. You're too, boss. I know. Now, here's the thing. Today's menu is more of a roller coaster one that I'm gonna be running you through for the next 2 hours. That means we are running as usual from it's a 2 hours comedy show. I have 2 hours every weekend. Every week I have 2 hours of just me ranting about pretty much everything I can set my sense of humor on. And today we are a handful. Just, there's no I in team. We, you and I, you, the listener, and I, yours truly here. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about. Because we have a lot of things going on in this world, starting with the now, trending Mazda, Nissan, Demio stories, which I thought I was going to focus much for today until I came across a bunch of stories, most of which are coming from South Africa. So we're going to start from technology, because it turns out the world is a very, it's a very painful one, the world we live in. So because when sometimes talking helps, it's one of those things that I think I need a few psychologists, or more like psychology experts to sort of like help me understand why that works that way. Because it turns out talking helps. Talking about your problems, even though they are not being solved, it helps. It helps release the tension of, holding on to that baggage, just bottling everything in. Why it helps, maybe, I'm sure there's a logical, psychological explanation behind it. But I every bit of my brain cells are begging me to try and find out just what is that. Now, it turns out I'm not the only one that have picked up on that. After all, I'm not the only human on this planet. According to global statistics, there are about 8 billion of us. Although I reckon there are more of us than actually 8 billion, because there's a Sentinelese island somewhere, because the Andaman Sea is part of the Andaman Archipelago. Now, here's the thing. There are people there and no one counted them, because the Sentinelese, first of all, they don't even know they are Sentinelese, because anyone that have tried to contact them, they basically will help, expedite that visitors meeting with their creator. They're very good at that. Like, really fast. Chop, chop, you are sitting in front of Jesus. So, not recommending it, but I'm just saying, well, if you're tired of living, just hop on a boat and sail your way to the Andaman Sea. And that's in the Indian Ocean. You know what else is in the Indian Ocean? The Trench Marine. Some of the deepest parts of planet Earth are in of planet Earth's oceanic part, which is about 70% of it, are in the Indian Ocean. Now, assuming the sharks and basically the tsunamis and all that, doesn't really well help, expedite your meeting with our Lord and Savior, you're looking for an island that is secluded. It's part of the Andaman Islands. You're going to have to be a little careful now, because you are only allowed by the Indian Navy to get any, only 4 kilometers closer to the island. 4 kilometers. Anyway near that, anyway beyond that, the Indian Navy is going to be on your behind. Now, if you can just sneak your way on that island, don't worry. Well, the Sentinelese guys will take it from there. And like I just said, not recommending it. Just, that's the best advice I've ever given. Best life advice ever. I'm telling you, because by the time you get to that island, assuming you even get there at all, Mother Nature have reminded you why life is worth living. For some of us, on the other hand, we don't need a lot of, we don't need a lot of reminders. All we just have to do, especially in summer, is just walk through town square, and God's creation around us keep reminding us, especially those of us that are straight, we just look around and go, well, that's why I'm straight. And, boy, that's why I'm still alive. Holy cow, I need to work hard because that is, but anyway. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here with the dirty jokes. And Lim, when it comes to dirty jokes, ask my homies. If I bring any one of them here, I'm going to be fired 5 minutes into the show of 2 hours. Because that's how long it will take my boss to fly from the north to here. And he'll basically fly that Lexus from the north to here. But anyway, today's menu is a full one, like I pointed out. I have a whole, you know, basically playlist lined up with. So we're going to start with the difficulties that people are going through and how that is, how AI is sort of like filling that gap and how we have, weird enough, lost the trust with each other with a lot of confidential information where we are now seeing a lot of people turning to AI for venting. This is, there are apps for everything these days where you can download an app for anything. It turns out there are also apps that can act, or more like, there are apps or more like AI models that can act as your friend. You know, someone you can talk to and someone you can open up to without having to worry about you reading about your problems on social media. Because, you have this, mutually assured confidentiality. Now, that confidentiality part is one that we are going to talk about. A little bit in detail coming from a Romanian-based internet security company, aka, also known as Bitdefender. They basically went through, those of you that vent through technology, some of us just vent through beer. The next day, I'm fine. For those of you that vent through AI, they're just, explaining to you what to vent and what not to, because the confidentiality aspect, it's your phone, it has a password, it has a pattern. That is true. But the confidentiality part is one that Bitdefender basically pokes, almost like a lot of experts. Basically, it pokes holes in the confidentiality and just how secure your secrets are in the hands of these AI models. Now, from that, then we can just, slide over to South Africa with what's going on. Just a gloss through of what has been going on. Now, there's a lot going on with the inquiries of, Commission of Inquiries going on with, for those of you that have been following it, of one General Nkwanazi. Boy, oh boy. Politicians in Namibia are deleting WhatsApp today. Actually, they deleted that like 10 days ago. But the point is, that man is just speaking facts. And, one of the most powerful statement he made was, the good thing is that people move. And wherever they are going, there are security cameras. And people talk. And when they talk through their cell phones, they leave digital footprints. The entire commission of inquiry went radio silent. Every politician, you can imagine, was going, huh. By the way, he was very specific. He did not mix his words. He was like, yeah, those view ones. Yeah, we can retrieve those ones too. And Julius was like, hey, one more time. So, for those of you that did not know, look, that's the only part I don't like Nkwanazi, because he's now ruining view ones for us. Because every straight guy I know will tell you that there is nothing more therapeutic than a view ones. As long as it's coming from the opposite gender. Because if it's coming from the same gender like me, I'm gonna need more therapy than I required before I even open that blippin' thing. And I don't have money for therapy. But if it's coming from the opposite gender, that is soothing. Very soothing. Very comforting. Now, Nkwanazi comes up and basically ruins everything. Now, everyone is paranoid, especially politicians. But we're going to get to that in a few. And then we'll sign, then we'll basically, wrap everything up. You know, of course, I'm playing DJ all in the, in all these things. And then we'll wrap this up with power. Now, on the power part, we are going to talk about two, I'm going to use two examples, not talk about really. I'm going to use two examples. One, why from now moving forward, I'm so getting me a Chinese girlfriend. Because look, Chinese people are just not, Chinese are terrible at committing crimes like murder. They are terrible at it. That's based on a 2013 story where two businessmen were engaged in a dispute and one of them, one of them hired a hitman, paid him ¥1,000,000 to kill the other. And then that man hired another man and that man hired another man until there were about 5 middlemen hiring another man to kill the same person. And they all ended up in jail. That's just a summary feed. But we'll just round it up with, two kings. King Xerxes, who ordered his army to beat the heck out of the ocean for breaking the bridge. Being a king is nice. Turns out he was going on his invasion campaign and then the bridge he was supposed to use broke down and he did, instead of blaming the engineer, he did the most noble thing any man, any king can do. Just decided to order 3,000 of his men. There were a lot of his men, but one thing that was specific is that he ordered his soldiers to whip the heck out of that ocean. Like 300 or 3,000. We're going to get there in a few. And then we're going to wrap everything up with one of my favorite part of the world. That is, Russia, not Russia today. Nah, Russia back then. Queen Catherine. Is that Queen Catherine? The Great. The one who commissioned a structure that was described by, who is that? Engineering and Empire, one of my favorite history documentary, as the most extravagant monument to self-indulgence. That's very corny. But anyway, that's the menu for today. So, don't worry. On the other side, this is Mind the Gap with yours truly, Helm. View one says, Ruini D. Let's start with the Mazda. Demio. Guys, just hear me out. If you invited him, let me start with. If you are broke like yours truly here and you don't have a car and you invited her over for the weekend, or more like you invite her over for the weekend from now henceforth, if you are broke and don't have a car like me and you invite her over for the weekend and she shows up in a taxi, Yango, InDrive, whatever transport service she uses, if she shows up in a Mazda Demio, marry her. Like, what other signs are you waiting for? That's a sign. Showing up in a Mazda Demio is a sign that, it's a practical way of saying, I will do anything for you, including risking being kidnapped for you, including risking being robbed for you, including risking, being killed for you, my love. So, from now henceforth, let it be known that showing up to your loved one's house as a guy or as a girl. Ladies, if you invite me over and I show up at night in a Mazda Demio, that's not mine. Whether it's a Yango in drive, or just the ordinary taxi, as long as it's a Mazda Demio. Like, do you have any idea how much I love you? Because I'm risking everything. Especially at night. Because these guys that are now, turns out, driving these cars are willing to, well, do the worst of the worst to you. Now, at this point, if you're a lady, you are saying that, yeah, I know, the worst they can do is kill you. No, not really. That's not the worst they can do. If you're a guy, the worst they can do is cut off the general and then leave you alive. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, Billy. Every straight guy's nightmare, basically, let me just say, every guy's nightmare. I don't care whether he's gay or straight. Bottom line, every guy's nightmare is getting involved in any situation and losing his crown jewels. Like, there's no point to life at that point. I know you're gonna say, no. Nothing beats nature. I copied that one. Now I know I'm gonna receive a call of someone saying, okay. What are you saying? I don't worry. Now. So. Next year, Valentine's Day, the symbol, every Valentine's card must have a Nissan Demio. Mazda Demio, not Nissan. Mazda Demio, before Nissan, files a lawsuit against me. Must have a... But one thing this story is showing is that Japanese engineering is top-notch, guys. Because you have the Talibans and pretty much every terrorist organization on this planet running around with, guess which car brand? Toyota. Country of origin? Japanese. When it comes to transport, trust the Japanese. When it comes to guns, trust the Russians. Every terrorist organization is running around with which gun? AK. Whether it's 47 or 46 or what, how many variants are there? I have no idea. But AK-47 is the Land Cruiser of ammunition. It can shoot in both high, low temperature, dirty, clean, wet, dry. That thing is just going off. So, AK-47 is to guns what Land Cruiser is to cars when it comes to ruggedity. Not these ones that they are modifying. No. You are looking for, the 70 series? The ones that are basically stripped apart and then remodified in the English overseas territory of Gibraltar before they are given to your NGOs and UN guys. Yeah, that Land Cruiser. Jesus. So, Valentine's Day 2026. If you receive a Valentine's card that does not have a picture of a Mazda Demio, throw that thing away. Whoever sent that card is not serious with you. No sense. You know, the funny thing is, fast forward to 2026, someone is crying and breaking up their marriage because, they were given a card without a Mazda Demio. Well, at least, if that happens, we are going to come back to this podcast, the podcast of the 12th of October 2025. 11:27. That's the time frame you're looking for. Now, let's take a DJ break. And then we'll come back and start talking about why venting with AI. Basically talk about venting, using AI for venting. You know, the pros and cons. Not here to judge, just here to talk about, to cook about, point of correction. I don't talk about something, I cook about pros and cons of using AI for venting. Why perhaps maybe, your sneaky or snitch friends might be better than AI. Story of my life. Now, local, of course. a few days ago, one close friend of mine, she asked me, we're just talking about the regular friends thing. Then we started, ended up talking about dating. And she was shocked to find out that guys are terrified. Even the most evil guy on this planet is terrified of his crush. Terrified. So, which is why, ladies, just hear me out. When you find out someone is crushing on you, you have to understand, let me walk you through just slowly what is going on in their head. They are picturing you every split second, and in their head, you are perfect. When I say perfect, I mean you don't have a toilet in your house, perfect. That's the picture of you they have in their head. Hey, how do you know that? High school, long story. The point is, okay, now back to the music. Welcome back. We continue. Now, let's talk about the problems that we are going through. We are not going to talk about those. How we like to, you know, dispense or, you know, them, or more like get rid of them. Like I pointed out, talking helps. It turns out talking helps a lot. There's a psychological advantage of talking about things because we've all been through the, you know, after having a crappy day. And then, you just, will run into someone and then just talk about them. And then you realize that you feel much, very much lighter. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, I know that that works for me. You feel very much lighter after that. Now, the thing is, some of the situations we are involved in can be very embarrassing. So now you struggle to find who to share this, you know, who to share them with, because making it worse is, if the last time you shared your, you know, confidential, embarrassing situation with, you ended up finding it on someone's, either WhatsApp status or Instagram stories, obviously it's natural to feel reluctant to share anything with anyone again. So it is for that reason that a lot of people have now resorted to basically artificial intelligence, AI. It's just a world. You can just, get a chatbot or download an app, and then you can just have this conversation about how crappy your day went, and you have these very comforting words. And there's nothing inherently wrong with it. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. It helps, the psychological advantages that comes with you venting more like releasing the tension of what you could have bottled in. That psychological fact is the help is there. The help, you're going to get help. The problem is, you could be making a problem worse. Well, how is that? Well, let's start with, venting to AI can help reduce negative emotions like anger and fear, but it does not increase feelings of social support because users recognize the AI is not a person. You are not getting the society's perspective of weird enough of who you should be. Society is brutal, guys. And who makes up a society? It's us. So it's not society that's brutal. It's us that are very brutal towards each other. So we're the bad guys here. You leave AI and, out of it. Now, about a couple of months ago, this whole thing basically started, getting somewhat worse. With people popping up and basically, talking to AI more after the, now you have multiple large language AI models out there that are, advancing every day with regards to the capabilities and things that they are, basically the things that they are able of doing. Last year around March, the internet security cluster basically found out that people were oversharing a little too much. And then, a lot of cybersecurity experts found out that a lot of people that are using AI to overshare a lot is, because they don't understand how these things work. So let's help them out. Now, for that, the Romanian internet security company Bitdefender published a very nice article over why, what to share and what not to share. And to understand the first thing they did was basically go through what to understand first, the rudimentaries of artificial intelligence. Understand that aspect first. And then you can based on that, you are going to build the foundation of what to share and what not to share, irrespective of how fancy your phone is. Now, this one goes for whatever operating system you are using. I know, but I'm using Siri. Same WhatsApp group. I know, but I'm using Grok. Again, same. No, but ChatGPT is better. A point of correction. It says AI chatbots. All of them. Imagine being terrible in bed only to find, only to find out that, someone complained about it to ChatGPT. Like, really? ChatGPT have never even been in bed. What does ChatGPT know about being in bed? It's a software. Has no idea how the captain operates because he doesn't have the captain. Now, like, ladies, why? Just why? Please. Thank you. Un momento. You know, sometimes I have to, you know, be reminded to breathe. Now, these days I just like to remind myself because I'm, you know, fully grown. Moving on. ChatGPT was the first AI chatbot to gain global recognition, according to, actually, we all know that part. Now, according to the Romanian cybersecurity company Bitdefender, since its launch, many people, many others capable AI chatbots have emerged, providing a wider range of options to meet your specific needs. All chatbots have become extremely popular and useful tools for obtaining information, advice, assistance, and various topics. And you can use them to create a business plan your garden, write articles, code, do your assignments, compose email, generate artworks. I do that a lot for my social media, for my social media, images. The last picture I remember, generating was of, Jobam Panda fixing, bicycle lanes, fixing traffic cones. Moving on. And also, the office of his, the entrance to his office instead of, of saying office closed, decided to change that to Kapena Ilonga. You know, it's much catchier. When you see the video. But anyway, so AI chatbots can help you generate a lot of things, can help you become very productive when it comes to executing certain tasks. But, the thing is, the more advanced AI, now a lot of people have basically integrated them in their emotional side of life. So the more advanced and integrated these AI systems become to our lives, the more cautious we must also be very careful. The basic way of looking at it is that this is how human body works. And you are going to use something. Your body will be there to use, your body has a lot of defense mechanisms in place. If those defense mechanisms are more like, those defense mechanisms are provided with another defense mechanism, so the natural ones will disappear. Let me give you an example. If you walk around barefoot for a week, what happens to your foot? What happens to your feet? Not just one, both of them. If you walk around, bare feet, you'll realize that if you have been wearing shoes for a very long time, now you have soft feet. Why? It's because there's no reason to be hard. Your shoes are, your shoes are protecting, your feet from damage. So the skin is like, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and be soft. But if you walked around without shoes for a week or a month, you'll realize that the sole of your feet becomes harder, and then it starts, creating this, this cracky part we call manga in my language. Now, then you realize that the feet become very, very hard. The skin under your feet becomes really thick and hard. That's a defense mechanism your body has put in place so that the feet are not easily damaged. The skin is not easily damaged. So every time you wear shoes all the time, that defense mechanism, is rendered useless. It's going to disappear until you lose your shoes again, and you start walking around bare feet, that's when your body is like, uh-oh, we need a thick skin down there. Like down, like literally down on your feet, not the other down, just the literal down. It's just me with that type of dirty mind. Anyway, why should we be cautious about AI? I'm not saying stop using it. And that's not me saying, that's the defender saying that we should be very cautious of how we use it. Use it with caution in the very same way that no one tells you not to drive a car. They just tell you don't drive, don't drink and drive. Be cautious. Watch the road. Indicate before you turn. Watch for traffic before before you get into the main road. Not because they don't want you to drive your car, because they want you to keep driving your car. Because if you drive it reckless, you're gonna hit one of the beams under the bridge, and then you and your car, well, your car will go to the Mercedes-Benz heaven, and you'll go to the Christian heaven, or the Islam one, or the Hindu one, whichever you subscribe to. Now, here's the thing. A lot of us don't understand just how important information is. And this is an African thing I've come in. This is a broke people thing. Point of correction. This is an African thing because this is where the Commission of Inquiry happening in South Africa now is going to, that's how we are going to slide into that. A lot of us don't understand how important information is. Information is everything. Information is the oldest commodity in the history of mankind. Information. If you are going to war, you need to run, the first operation that must be done is the first operation that must be done is a recon operation. We are basically trying to study, infiltrate enemy lines and study what they have, what type of weapons, how many are they, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, because it's these weaknesses that you have to exploit to their advantage. You don't just storm in dark. So to do a recon, information is needed. You have a crush on someone. What's the first thing you do? Find out what they like, what their what their names are, favorite color, favorite movie. Because the goal is for you to make good first impression and impress them, impress your way into taking their clothes off. You need to know who they are, what they do before you start giving them a take. For example, you'll buy for them chocolate. Yeah, but then you're like, girls just like chocolate. And then you buy them chocolate with peanuts, and then you find out they're allergic to peanuts. Ouch. Congratulations. You have lost, you idiot. As opposed to, you need more information. For any law to be passed, for the police to investigate anyone, they need more information, because when they get to court, what they are talking about is information. How did you get this information? Where did you get this information? What type of information is this? How dangerous it is? And all these things. So when we are talking to these chatbots, we are sharing our information about our personalities. You know what the companies that run these chatbots do? They collect all that information and package it and then sell it to marketing companies for targeted advertising. They are worth millions. Information and a lot of ordinary people that are not rich, like, most of the, internet users. Information and most ordinary people is like a monkey with a phone. You and I understand the value of a phone and what you can use it for. But for a monkey, if you gave a monkey to choose between a phone and a banana, a monkey is going to go to a banana. Because why? For a monkey, the banana is more valuable. So the value depends on where you stand. You and I, we don't have a lot of value for this information. But the people that are collecting it understand the value of this information. and they are making a behind load of money out of it. Wasn't that last year or was that, I think it was last year when Apple had to, you know, had to settle for, I think it was a multi-million dollar settlement that they had to pay because in the Europe, they were using Siri to, they were using Siri to eavesdrop on their users. Now, how they managed to pull this off is actually somewhat interesting because every time someone used Siri, they, of course, publicly they were saying they were not collecting this information, but secretly they were collecting this information. And then, I think it was that the British or the EU, tech authorities basically found out after they realized that Apple had hired a bunch of guys to sift through this information so that they can get the most important information that can then be packaged and be sold to independent third parties, especially marketing firms for targeted advertising. Now, they made billions. The settlement, because I think they've been doing this since 2014, 2016, some of them. They've been doing it for a very long time. They've been doing it for a while. I think they did it for about, for a little over 5 years. And they made billions. How much did they pay in settlement fee? Millions. In other words, if you do not recommending it as a business idea, but if you look at it, it was worth it. It's like me as saying, you know what, if I steal 500 cows and then sell them, when they find out, I'm going to be taken to court and I'll be sued. And the bail is $5,000. And if I'm sentenced and asked to pay a settlement fees, the settlement fee will be $1.5 million. But the amount of money I'm going to make after selling all these 500 cattle, is going to be, $1.5 billion. So that's a very easy math to do. And then I can easily decide, knowing that this is illegal, to go ahead and do it. Because, well, I know that if I successfully sell all these 500 cattle, I'm going to make $1.3 billion or $1.5 billion. Now, if I'm caught, the bail is going to be maybe $500,000, and then the settlement fee is going to be what? It's going to be $1-2 million. How much am I pocketing? About 800 million. 700 or 800 million that I'm pocketing. That's worth the change. I will reckon that a bunch of guys that are involved in corruption, that's the myth they are doing. It's not that they don't know what they are doing is illegal. They know. They have just gathered a bunch, an army of lawyers, an accountant, did the myth. They're like, let's just make sure that we don't get caught. And they won, because then, well, we would have lost everything. So let's just run everything underground, that by the time that we get caught, we have made enough money for the lawyers and the judge and, everyone that threatens us. Bribing is nice, guys. Bribing is nice. Just bribe someone, please. Why am I saying that? Because, we're going to get to that in a few. The Commission of Inquiries in South Africa, that has been going on for a while now, has left a lot of people very rich and a lot of people dead. Husbands, brothers, aunties, mothers were gunned down so someone can maintain a certain lifestyle. Someone shot a mother at the entrance of her house so that he can keep buying Lamborghinis. So, now I understand why during, the ancient Greeks, their punishment for corruption was they will just tie you down on a bench and then skin you alive. That was something else. Now, We're still on the AI. Now, to understand the privacy risk associated with AI chatbots, it's important to know how they work. These chatbots gather and store the full transcript of, now that was the scariest part of this paragraph I have ever read. Because it resonated with, again, Commission Inquiries, South Africa, General Mkhwanazi. I can't pronounce the first one. I tried, believe me. These chatbots gather and store the full transcripts of conversations that take place when you interact with them. This includes all the questions, prompts, messages you send to the chatbots and the chatbot's response. The companies behind this AI assistant analyze and process this conversational data to train and improve their large language models. Think of a chatbot as a student who takes notes during classes. The chatbot writes down everything word for word. So the full transcript, the full context and details are captured. The AI companies then review these notes, to help the chatbot learn. Much like a student would study their class's notes to increase their knowledge. While the intent of it, is to enhance the AI's language understanding, the dialogue ability, it means that your raw conversation data, which could potentially include personal information, opinions, and sensitive data that you disclose, is being collected, stored, and studied by AI companies at least temporarily. And then that takes you back to now oversharing, because when you are at the privacy of your bedroom, you can easily overshare with technology. Actually, you can easily overshare with everyone, which is why a lot of us, I don't know how we view technology. I think there is a part of a human being that, we get in our room and then look around and go like, no one is watching. It's just me and my phone. Your phone is, you should be worried of your phone more. Why? Why am I saying that? Easy. Because I use social media. You have people, ladies, this one is especially you guys. Ladies will be half naked in their room, dancing to a video and then upload it on social media. The door is locked so that no one comes in. So let me get this straight. You are afraid of one person walking in and seeing you half naked. But you don't mind the entire internet seeing you half naked. I mean, I totally understand. Well, those people that are in your house, you are related to them. That would just be weird for them to see you half naked. But there's just one problem. There's just one flaw. They all have cell phones. So, you didn't think this one through, did ya? No. At this point, I'm going, okay. So you close your door, dance around half naked, make a video, put on the internet. Well, you could have just left the door open. I know, but I've seen my siblings in the house. They could have seen me. I don't want them to see me. You know, they have phones, right? I blocked all of them. I blocked all of them from my page. They have friends. Did you block them too? And their friends, and their friends, and their friends, and their friends. I mean, I can go on. Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't do these things on social media. I'm just saying I don't understand the concept of closing the door only to film something that you put on the internet for everyone to see. Still don't understand that. The second part, the second concept similar to that I don't understand is the whole idea of bikini. Not bikini at all, the island. No, like the swimwear bikini. Take, for example, you are just at work, right? everyone is in suits. You're at home, everyone is in their clothes. And when you go to the beach, everyone is in swimwear. For some reason, the only thing that changed is the place. So at the beach, for some reason, there's a part of you that tells you that it makes perfect sense. You're at the beach. Just get in a swimwear. But if you run, if you go to the beach and then just walk around in swimsuit with your homies and, with your homies and friends, or maybe, colleagues, if it's a company party, if you came to the office and ran into someone in a swimwear, you'd be like, what the heck are you doing? But well, that was the outfit they were wearing at the beach. You know, I like how human minds work. But well, what's the difference? The difference is you are standing on tiles. It looks very normal when you are standing on sand, but when you are standing on tiles, it looks creepy. Look, for guys, it looks creepy awesome. But the point is, the human brain is fascinating.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
From the very, very first time that my body jammed you, girl. Babina, because you didn't smell nice, but the type of eyes you get. Whatever the case, baby, make you don't say you got a hold on me. The girl of my dreams, so soggy, baby. Only one possible to see you again. The sun they shine, rain they fall, wind they blow. Girl, I think of you. Weather for two, baby, where are you? Can't you see the way that I'm missing you? Why? You're making me the fumble, I lose my mind. Tell me how to make you realize. So now you be the reason when a strong man they do totally. Yeah. Baby, what's be the thing when you put for my body? Yeah. That thing where they officially make me misbehave.
That thing where they officially make me misbehave. Oh. In front of their crush, everyone acts like an idiot. I don't care who, I don't care whether you are a priest, I don't care whether you are a president, prime minister, celebrities. There's something about your crush that brings out the idiot in you. Psychologists, these are the things you should be explained, because now I'm, actually, sometimes people don't understand how much it sucks to have a crush on someone. Because I have work the next day. For the love of God, I need to wake up early and go to work. But I can't sleep at 3 in the morning because I'm thinking of you. You. And you are perfect. You have a halo. You have wings. An angel. You and toilet. Nah. Ain't no way. Not that one. But the fact is, you do. It's just that I don't want to look at that part. You know, that part of, the picture in my head, you are never like that. Were you born? Absolutely not. You were just molded. You were just molded from the neutron stars and stardust itself by the mighty God. And then slowly, not dropped, slowly placed on this planet. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Baby, what thing be the thing where you put for my system?
I love you, Johnny, to
the same thing where they normally they do me totally.
I love you, Johnny, to the
sharing, don't do that. Crashing sucks. That's why we. So we continue. If you just tuned in, Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show. Before you get a heart attack, why is he talking about the get a sense of humor? Well, I don't care about the sense of humor. Get a heart attack and die. No sense. Moving on. Let's move to why. Why I pointed out earlier that I'm so getting me a Chinese girlfriend, and why Chinese are terrible at violence. Like Chinese, you guys should basically throw in a towel on this one. The five reluctant hitmen. This story came out of came out in 2019, but it transpired the story. Okay, that's when the court case took place, but the story began in 2013. That's, basically, the story can be traced as far back as 2013. And this happened in China. like a true life story. Like, you can look it up. Why are you talking? Well, just get to the story. No, I'm pointing that out because of how difficult the story is to believe. I thought these guys were just lying until I found article after article from BBC to The Guardian. I was like, hang on a second, this really happened? Long story short, yeah, it did. The court in southern China has sentenced 6 men to prison. This was in 2019. In 2019, the court in China sentenced 6 men in prison for attempted murder in a hit job that that was botched after being subcontracted several times. Now, look at this one. According to the Nanning Intermediate People's Court in Guangxi, those names are awesome. In 2013, a real estate businessman hired someone to take out his business rival. Who was suing him? But the hitman, let me put it this way. Let me just use an illustration. Look at it this way. Mandume and Helmut are engaged in Helmut and Dwight are engaged, are both businessmen. And Helmut is suing Dwight. And Dwight does not want to handle that court case. So he decides to hire a hitman to put a gun in Helm's head. Hitman is like, okay, now a job like this will take, 1 million yuan. What? Dwight is like, okay, fine, I'll just give you the 1 million yuan. And, the hitman now will take a, takes that, Mandume, I'm gonna have to throw you under the bus on this one. Now, Mandume is the hitman. Mandume decides, you know what, I don't have the killer instincts. I mean, I'm broke, I want the money, but killing someone, that's not my thing. Then he decides to take that 1 million yuan, and then take out 500,000 yuan, and goes to the next person, goes to the next guy and tell him, well, you know what? I have a job for you. If you can go and kill Helmut, I will give you this money. And that guy takes the money and is like, okay, fine. Helmut, I'll just take care of him. And that guy also finds a different guy and gives him 250,000 yuan. You know, the good thing is there's a lot of split mathematics involved in this story. And that guy also decides, you know what? Well, I think, I can do this job. Now, that last guy who is subcontracted by Mandume's subcontractor decides, you know what, 250,000 yuan? We can make more money with this. So, the agreement was that, you will have to take, 250,000 yuan, and then I'll give you another, I'll give you another 250,000, or, there was one of those subcontractor thing where you are given 50% upfront and then 50% after the job is done. So, homeboys, the last guy who was subcontracted by Mandume's subcontractor decides to approach Helmut and says, you know what? I'm on a job and my job here is to kill you. Now, the thing is, well, this whole killing thing is just, again, I want money, but it's just not my thing. So, here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to gag you and put in all this whole, killing you, basically play dead, and I take a few pictures and then I send them to my boss, for him to confirm that I've killed you, then they can give me money. Now, all I just have to do is, after taking all these pictures, you have to disappear. They were this close to working. That strategy, this close to worked. This close to working. Man, the 21st century, you have to explain everything. But anyway, they took all those pictures of, you know, of the businessman, you know, of the businessman, of the business guy playing dead, you know, of Helmut playing dead. And then, well, Helmut disappears. Except Helmut is terrible at hiding. Because after less than a week or just, about a week, give or take, Helmut comes back into the spotlight. Now everyone is asking question. The guy that I made a deal now have to answer to Mandume's subcontractor. Well, why is Helmut not dead? And then Mandume's contractor now have to, now you have to understand that after these pictures were circulated, Mandume's subcontractor, was sent those pictures by the guy that staged the whole thing. And then, that guy sent, Mandume's subcontractor sent those pictures to Mandume. Mandume sent those pictures to Dwight. And Dwight was like, okay, fine, finally, he's dead. Only to see Helmut, only to see Helmut walking around. Now Dwight asked Mandume asked his another subcontractor, and that subcontractor asked another subcontractor, just what the heck is going on here? Are we looking at another Jesus? Because, you know, he's supposed to be dead, buddy. Helmut comes into the spotlight and goes to the police. And all six of them gets arrested. And they were given different sentences, basically, depending on where they fit into the crime spectrum, on this whole crime spectrum. I'm looking at this and going, Chinese? No wonder you guys were colonized by the Japanese left, right, and center. You guys are terrible at these things. Like, but basically, that story, shows me basically how government tenders work. That's why there is lack of productivity in a lot of government tenders. Because y'all are subcontracting everything. In 2011, when Yanis Varoufakis was for less than a year, that very brief period that he was the finance minister of Greece, he found one of their main ports of Greece. I just forgot the name of that port. Basically they, you know, like we have, Valvis Bay is our main port here. When he took over, as a minister of finance, he found out that the main port of Greece was being operated by, by a Chinese company. And then he went through all those series of agreements that were signed by his predecessor and by the Chinese, the Chinese firm that was then running the firm, and I think they still, they are still running the port. He found that, one of the biggest problem, first of all, there were a lot of things wrong with the agreement. One of which was, there were a lot of subcontractors. In other words, there were a lot of unnecessary middlemen. Ring a bell? Why does it sound like Namibia? Who say that? So subcontracting, guys, turns out, well, first of all, moral of the story, Chinese are terrible at being a hitman. If you want to hire a hitman, don't hire a Chinese. They will disappoint you. No, I'm just picturing how close I am to the Chinese embassy. Don't worry, they're good. They're good. They are not as terrible as they are pictured in, pictured in a lot of media guys. I won't, I don't want to mention any names. So, but moral of that story is, if you want to hire a hitman, I'm not saying hire a hitman. I'm just saying, if you want to hire a hitman, don't hire a Chinese. Hire a South African. Because South Africans, yeah. The ongoing commission of inquiries is based on a $2.something billion that went missing. So, beginning from 2019, I think, but the whole thing started, being whispered in hush tone somewhere around 2021, 2022 with the killing of the, of one of the finance heads of Tembisa Hospitals, Babita Diokoran. who flagged payments of about, of about 200 shell companies. These are, call them, like real companies, but order with me. Not literally order with me companies, counterfeit companies. These are just companies that exist on paper. In other words, they are registered. They have all these papers of them being companies, but they have never executed any service, have never produced any product. But according to the paper, they are killing it. That's how you launder money. Using some sophisticated accountant, group of accountants and group of lawyers to basically help you navigate the legal and the financial world for everything to look legitimate. Using all these sophisticated over 200 shell companies, a bunch of rich guys in South Africa have managed to swindle over $2 billion from one hospital. You could build an entire hospital with that money. They could have rebuilt that hospital from the ground up. They stole that money and then split it. And everyone that dared to ask questions and investigate ended up dead. I mean, they did create employment for the hitmen that ended up killing all these witnesses, but really? You know what's the beautiful part of it? This commission of inquiry is uniting South Africa. Why? It's because a lot of people are realizing what I have been sitting here singing the whole time. Rich people don't care about each other's skin colors or religious differences. Because in all these billions of dollars worth of money missing, different individuals, black and white, are implicated. In other words, when you have been kicking the heck out of each other with your poor selves here, oh no, you're white, no, you're Chinese, no, you're Indian, oh no, you're Vambo, no, you're from Kavanka, I mean, I don't know. Now, the people at the top, they are chopping money, they have different religiously, heightically, weightically, singularly, meridically. Bottom line is, they don't care. The question they are looking at is, are we making money together or not? That's all they care about. This whole tribalism is for poor people. This whole racism thing is for poor people. This whole, I know you worship that God, my God is powerful than yours, is for poor people. Rich people will put aside their religious, tribal, racial difference and work together to make money. Now, if you want to find out one of the reasons why you and us are broke, it's because you keep saying, oh, man, you are from that tribe, you are from that that region, you are from that race, you are those rainbow sandals? Yeah, get out of here. Congratulations. That's why you're broke. That's one thing I like about rich people. I'm not saying what that, look, I'm one of those people that were basically obsessed with the story. I followed that story like from gavel to gavel, especially coming from, gavel to gavel. With every single news coverage, especially with the shooting of, with the shooting of the financial, was his CFO or COO. You know. She was just doing her job and flagged millions of dollars, about 800 million worth of botched transactions. So she blocked the payments. And then she let her supervisor know, who was also a woman, by the way. The last message she sent was, this is what I discovered, about $800 million worth of botched transactions that cannot be verified. So, $800 million is a lot of money. So she knew that whoever faked all these fake companies was going to come after her. So she just decided to said, to take it up with the quote unquote up the chains of command, and then told her supervisor, or more like her boss, who was, again, I repeat, woman. Why am I saying that? Because she failed her. Instead of providing her with the relevant security, she just decided to sit on news like, I think our lives could be in danger. She sat on that. And then turned around and lied that she took it up. News 24 followed up and found out that she did not take it up. The question is why, if she was not involved? See, ladies, that one is on you. That's basically the dark part of this whole commission of inquiry. And, there are a lot of people that were actually alleged to have been gunned down to try and hide all this whole thing that's now blasting wide open. And the people that are implicated, highest level of the political spectrum, national security cluster, forensic experts, financial experts, political, judicial. Jesus, this is bad. This is bad. They only have one scanner for a ship, for a port. I think that was the port of Devon. One scanner. And they only scan about 10% of the shipment containers getting in and out of the country. And, well, General Mkhwanazi did not mix his words. He did point out that, well, children are being trafficked through these containers. Now, is what he's saying true or not? It can easily be assumed. If you are looking at 3,000 containers, and he didn't specify whether it was 3,000 per day or 3,000 per week, but a port that busy, you can assume it's 3,000 per day. And you're only scanning 10% of them. That means that explains a lot about why South Africa and then South Africa is riddled with drugs. Because it's very easy to bring them in. So the question he was asked was, why? Is it that difficult to procure? Like, no. It's not that hard. He did talk about, getting people into the right positions, like people that are qualified to know what they are doing. But he also did, make it clear that it's not very hard to get these scanners. But when you look at how many people within the security cluster that are involved in this scandal, you understand why they have made it basically, they have made it their life's mission to make sure that there's only one scanner at one of Africa's biggest ports, one scanner. Not because there is no money to get another scanner. Mm-mm. Or more like to get enough scanners. Nope. Because we want whatever is getting in and out of this country, whatever illegal things are getting in and out of this country, we want it to keep going. How many people are involved? A lot. How many people are Tura boys? None. How many people are rich, loaded guys? Boy, you are looking at a whole list of them. Now, if that was Tura boys, the prosecution would be chop chop. But now they're just, confiscating cars. The fact that, you are willing to hire a hitman to go and kill someone who is investigating you just so you can maintain a luxurious lifestyle. Wow. Well, one thing is for sure. In 2 Timothy, when Paul said, the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, he nailed that one. Big time. Because there's you and I who love money enough. But there are lines we are not willing to cross. We just, we would rather risk exhausting our bodies, waking up, and then waking our behinds off to make the money. And there are those that are willing to basically hire a bunch of hitmen to go and gun down a mother in front of her house to make the money. Okay, wow. If that's what it takes to be rich, let me just die poor. You have to understand how much I like my sleep. Because the way it goes is, you start justifying that what you are doing is, what we are doing is fine. And then you get to the point where you can't justify it anymore. So you tend to have drugs. So that's why the most heaviest drugs are very expensive. Why? Because their buyers are loaded. Why are they loaded? Don't ask me. How did they make their money? Well, they literally killed people to make the money. So the voice of those people screaming is still stuck in their heads. They can't sleep. Now they need those heavy drugs. And they are expensive. And they cause, they are wreaking havoc on your body. And then you die, leaving all the millions of the money you stole behind. Like, seriously, what's the point? Yeah, at least I lived. Yeah, but you're dead. I'd rather die rich. Don't worry, don't worry. Relatives will be there. Like, I swear, relatives are savage. They will be there, inherit everything that you killed people for. And then chop it up in a month. Everything, gone. Like, you people were playing with this money. I go chop you. Your owner was playing. Make I catch one of you like this, huh? Back to my DJ life.
Satan must have gone. As a righteous warrior, you will always be a rival. Yo, Zebi. I'm could have survived the road when I walk on. Close friend try poison me dog gun. Revamp could have been some of my last songs. They must say to themselves some last long. Take a shot in the hills like Tarzan. Bring me problems to Jah. Yeah, man. I them one sword, them a go fall pon consequences of your action. Yeah.
Story of my life. Oh mama, I was only tryna make it right. Still they tryna break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the time. Jah oh, Jah oh, yeah.
When me a keep the peace, something ridiculous. Put my faith in a Jah, ain't giving it up. My mother don't see me living it up. Know my life would have changed, but got the beginning rough. Don't need God, don't see big up. If my dogs don't ever true to me, your prison will go. But you what time and positivity, no visit enough. Spiritually, me, you worry some invisible stuff. Yeah, some things are crazy, but my number man know. Cause who you think a friend can make the same as before? Should I call a friend, because when I grow, the moon will come around to bring you below. Should I know in a year?
Story of my life. Oh, mama. Tryna make it right. Still they tryna break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the time. Jah, yeah.
Should I never expect good from the evil? Surround myself with the wrong people. Yeah, then we kill it for no reason. All my do I bring forth my fruits in my due season. Could I rise them at 90 and keep them 87? Watch them blood run like diesel. Them time them a mind feeble. Me trust the fit to Jah and see them a get a beating. Yeah.
Story of my life. Oh mama, I was on a journey to make it right. Still they tryna break me. I know Jah won't fail me. No matter the time.
Shots forever. Legend.
Jamil, story of my life. We're still here. And if, what Aziz is Mind the Gap with Helmed Iso Fan Eagle FM and AKSA Iso for the next, Achan 20 minutes. What's left in Afrikaans again? Left, and I guess just played DJ, I guess, DJ Gespiel in the yes, name that one. Old school. Before I come here, the pettiest guys ever, King Xerxes. Oh dear, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. About, you know, I think two times now in the history of my Mind the Gap show, I've talked about the same story, like, more like referenced it. The first time I talked about it, and then I referenced it. But one Spanish high, you know, border security guy whose wife was is a police officer, they were both implicated in millions of dollars worth of drug trade. They were one of the, you know, Spain is one of the main, you know, main entry of a lot of illegal drugs coming out of South America. And this guy was trusted by the authorities of not just Spain, by the European Union, to make sure that to go to, you know, to bring about the crackdown of drugs. Well, he ended up getting so rich, he didn't have enough space to put his money in. He decided to basically use the money as bricks, because he kept a lot of it in his walls. When he was arrested, the head of the drug division, I think the same thing happened here in Africa, in one of the Horn of African countries, where the head of a team that is supposed, or an agency that's supposed to investigate something, was in, was found to be complicit in the trafficking of those illegal goods. Why? One thing they have in common: these guys are given a lot of money, a lot of money, a lot of money. And you have to understand, when you're dealing with drug cartels, these guys will blackmail you, shoot you, they will do anything. If you don't agree to work with them, they will, well, they will blackmail you. You better bring about a smear campaign, just reveal some of your most innermost secrets to the media, then leave everything to court of public, you know, public opinion. They will crucify you if they have to. So, I don't think I want my, you know, I want to find myself in a position of power, because there are people whose moral compass, actually, point of correction, there are people that don't have a moral compass. Old school. What's love? It's about, what? It's about us. It's about trust. Love songs 13 years ago. These were the love songs before everything went. I can bleep it and then just bleep and bleep everything. Love is about us, it's about trust. This was 13 years ago. What's love? Love is about trust, it's about us. And then also around the same time, Dilemma came. That song came out in 2003. Dilemma was one of my favorite songs. Growing up, I had no business listening to that song. A good thing my parents did not understand a word out of it. But even when I'm with my boo, all I think about is you. So it's a cheating song. Huh. That was in 2003. And then Mavado and Nicki Minaj came up with Give It All To Me. Oh dear. I will leave my man for you. No kidding. You don't say. It's music. It turns out it's just music. That's because, well, the rest of the comments I have will get me fired. And I'm looking at the calendar. Counting down to payday. Yeah, thanks to social media, I also came across, especially TikTok, I came across a playlist of songs that were banned in 1940s, that were sang by mostly, newsflash, women, and these songs are, my God, they are explicit to the core that they were banned. But now everything is normal, so they're all over social media. I wish I could play one for you, but that's not how I get fired.
Slow down, baby. Let you know from the gate. I don't, baby. I want a chick with thick hips that licks her lips. She
could be the office type, but like the strip. Girl, you get me aroused, how you look in my eye. But you talk too much, man, you're ruining my. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the groove is still and is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little. After the party, me and you could just slide for a few and she could come too. What's love got to do, got to do with it, Mary?
What's love? It's about us, it's about just me. What's love
got to do with it, Mary?
What's love? It should be about us, it should be about just me.
Mommy, I know you got issues. You got a man, but you need to understand that you got something with you. His fat frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I'll just crush a lie. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love?
Got to do with it.
Back then when people wore more clothes than they needed, now we're just wearing less than, you know, way, 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 way less than we need. Oh. Well, sometimes being, you know, this whole thing is both a blessing and a curse. Right, now I have two stories to basically go through before I, you know, wrap it up with my DJing. I'm told that word also have been deified by women. The things I learned on social media, I'm going to end up in, you know, in AI therapy. Turns out DJing means completely different. I was here thinking DJing is just playing music. It turns out, nope. Also means something very dirty. Well, dirty in public, in private. Awesome. Don't Google that. Don't. Thank you. It's too late for me, but you can save yourself. So, let's talk about two of the pettiest, kings in the history of Europe. I think Africa would take the cake on this one, but we don't have a lot of pettiest, guys on record. So, King Xerxes ordered the sea to be whipped as punishment. You see, Xerxes, also known as Xerxes the Great, was the 5th century Achaemenid king of the Persian Empire, now the parts of Iran, Iraq, that part of what's known as today is the Middle East. He is best known for leading a massive invasion of Greece, marked by, the thing is, King Xerxes had a very successful invasion, like every, imperial expansionist type of moron. He wanted to expand, after a successful invasion of different neighboring countries and stamping down the rebellions arising from his own empire, he decided to expand towards Greece. He wanted to, conquer Greece. The thing is, he needed a bridge to be built for him to have access to the land that he wanted to conquer. Because there was a small strait, basically, a 1. Something kilometers strip, they call them, is it strait? So he decided to, to order a bunch of his engineers to build pontoons, basically line up boats together from one end to the other. Along. Yeah. So, he decided to, the thing is, this bridge was finished. They built the pontoon bridge, but the thing is, when his soldiers were trying to cross, the whole thing collapsed. Thanks to the wind. The wind started, became stronger than his engineers anticipated and broke the whole thing apart. More on the other side. Commercial break.
As we head to the polls on 26 November 2025 to elect our representatives as regional and local authority councillors, you have to be present to be represented. Your voice can only count if you put it in the ballot box. Get involved. Put your voice in the box.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. So where were we? King Xerxes decides, the wind was stronger than his soldiers anticipated and decided to basically ruin the whole bridge. Now, like a reasonable king that he was, he decided to punish the rightful, culprit that led to the failure of his invasion. Decided to order his army, line them up along that body of water, and told them, "I want you to whip that sea so that it does not disrespect us again." Let's just say these soldiers went on a whipping spree and they wept this sea. To this day, that sea have not recovered. Now, the thing is, the wind was, the wind had already left the scene at this point. Because if the king, we can imagine what the, if he was able to do something like that to the sea, imagine what he could have done to that wind if he caught that wind. That's done by a king. And at this point, you're thinking, What does power do to people? Short answer, let's hope we don't find out, because it turns out power can make you go nuts. That takes us to, the last part of today's discussion. And now that is one of, Peter. You see, the Russian Peter the Great, aka, who was the husband of Queen Catherine. Catherine the Great? Well, not Peter the Great, Peter the Third. They're different. Yeah. Peter the Third is the man that was married in his 20s and still played around with toy soldiers. And he was so obsessed with them so much that he decided to delegate most of his kingly duties to his wife so he can make time for his important task of each and every single day as a king, playing with toys. Now, is the most important part. One day, something terrible happened. I really felt pity for that guy. Something terrible happened. He was coming from wherever His Royal Majesty was coming from, only to find one of his toy soldiers, his head. Sorry, very emotional moments. The head of his toy soldiers was being eaten by a rat. So using his authority as a king, he decided to catch that rat and then put it on trial. Like literally on trial. Picture this. Let me just draw for you a scenario. You just go to bed one evening, wake up the next day only to find in a newspaper that President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah had summoned all the justices of the Supreme Court, and then shows up. Yeah, and then, and then shows up with a jar that has a cockroach in it, and then tells the judges to preside over the case against this cockroach because it ate the memes shtenge. At this point, as a judge, you're gonna go, with all due respect, Your Excellency, do we need to call the doctor? Now, thank heavens, Peter the Great did not summon his wise men for that. He decided to be both the judge, the prosecutor, the witness, and also the defense lawyer in this poor trial of rumor has it that Caesar was defending the rat, and even Caesar himself failed to defend this rat because of how heinous the crime this rat have committed. And now then the whole thing went south, like really south. Because unfortunately, despite all the available evidence and the excellent defense lawyer of the rat lost the case and it was sentenced to death. That's when, that's when Catherine knew that, no, you know what? I know my husband is, I knew my husband was childish. I didn't know he was like sick childish. Because this is something else. This is just something else. So she took over power. And that's how we came to know her as, at least according to available records, as Catherine the Great. Oh dear. Just to summarize. One. Your loved one shows up to visit you at night. In a Mazda Demio. Marry them. I want an invitation to your wedding this December. Stop wasting time. That person loves you. Otherwise, they would not have showed up in a Mazda Demio. Two, before you vent to AI, you have to understand where that information is going and how it's being used. Venting to anyone or anything,
Military Touch.
David on Jeffrey. You don't leave me, I love you. Oh,
when you call me daddy. You look like my wife from this angle. Chau no ita iwe we baby. And I'm in a knee. Wherever you are, girl, I won't go.
Love will never die, you. Licky, 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 boom, my girl. Until the babysitter or the secretary arrival. Licky, 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 boom, my girl. Let's wrap it up with one of the oldies. Old is gold. Amanda or Don William. This one is a cover. It's my favorite. This is from Don. It's a cover of 1974, I believe. That's the album that Amanda by Don Williams came out. So, Old is Gold. Light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. And shout out to all the Amandas out there.
I've held it all inward, God knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise. A hair on my shoulders and the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life
can help me then. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing these jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, shout out to all the Amandas and have a happy weekend. Have a good one. Tomorrow is Monday, people. And that, you know, have a good weekend and prepare for me. This is where we park the bus. I hope you enjoyed the show and until next Sunday.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.